When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. Servicing your ear holes.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Hello. I'm Paige.
I know I showed you the picture of the blue hot dog earlier, Matt Man.
What are you talking about?
Oh.
And...
Yeah, you showed him a blue wiener?
I did.
She on the air, she said, I'm going to show Matt a picture and ask him if he would eat this. And I said, Paige, no more personal photos. But it was the
it was
the blue hot dog.
I wanted the reaction.
Because the red food color and probably hot dog casings give you cancer.
Because it looked gross.
Never mind what's inside.
RFK is trying to get rid of these dyes.
You didn't go, ooh, that's cool. You're like, oh.
Let them cook.
And for me, it looked disgusting.
Like, it does.
Why would you want to
Where do you
anything
get these blue hot dogs?
Well, I'm going to tell you. It's a big thing on social media. It's a trend.
Leave them in your car for 3 weeks.
Oh, boy.
This is what you do. You have boil your weenie in Gatorade. And it turns them blue.
In Gatorade. Wow.
God, that might actually be good.
If I had time when I left this, I'd try it at home.
Does it have to be blue Gatorade, though?
If you want a blue weenie, yeah.
Oh.
Ah, you used to watch him wrestle. BWO.
What if I put them in coffee?
Black.
Yeah. Okay.
Weenie. Thanks. White.
Brown.
What about like a neon one, like a pink one?
You
neon.
Know, you,
well,
you,
could you tie dye my weenie?
Whatever you want your weenie to be colored, that's up to you.
Neon weenies.
But you get the flavor too. I don't know if you're eating that, but
yeah. I tell you what, I don't like, and not being gross or what, I don't like a pale hot dog weenie.
Yeah.
When impaled.
They're boiled, right? So that's why they look like that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the ones in the packs at the grocery store. They'll be like almost flesh colored.
Do you eat them raw out of the pack?
No, God, no.
Come on. Do you do?
Oh, yeah. Did you get the Ginole chicken frings bun size?
Oh, on the grill, man.
Come on. Yeah, you got to grill them.
Some nice
I can either eat the skin off it or I can eat the inside out first. And it's nothing but skin left.
He loves eating the inside out.
He does.
Wait a minute. Okay. You've eaten out inside?
What'd you do? Yeah. You like skinned it like a damn apple?
Yeah, with your teeth. You go around it and you can eat just the middle.
He probably just sucks out the meat.
You kind of have to.
Can you imagine watching Fat Boy doing that?
No.
Look like a little squirrel just.
Then there's nothing but skin left. And you go, ooh, I get to eat the hot dog skin.
It's so creepy.
Guy, he's like
again.
He's turned on by this.
I love it.
I'm going to bring you a pack of weenies next time I come.
he loves NASCAR just weenies. Making Paige snail trail out of here.
How many big 60s did Mark Martin give people over the years? When he drove the Winn-Dixie's car.
The Winn-Dixie.
To his credit, I've made him a character.
Who is that?
Jeez, that's Mark Martin.
That's you.
I look like Mark.
That's Fat Boy's voice. That's if he was.
Here's a fun thing.
Zoom in on that face.
At some point, like after this segment, take a picture of Jug, and then at the end of the show, Do your AI magic on it. Just AI don't even magic. Tell it. Or maybe, Jug, what did you want to be when you grew up besides a race car driver?
Astronaut.
Okay, there we go. All right.
I can do that right now.
Oh, man.
Get a picture
of what Jug. Do you like to use the best? Your AI.
She won't tell you.
Oh, you won't tell? Oh, you tell me off the air.
I'll start with chat, and then use Meta, and I use three different things.
Oh, wow.
But they look good, like, you know. Like
I use chat a lot for things. I'll take a picture of something and say, how do I fix this?
Yeah,
and it works.
Chat messes a lot up.
I try to take a picture of my wife and say, how do I fix her? And it doesn't matter.
All right.
You're lucky you're going across the country today.
She's going with me.
I did a cute... Send him the video that I did of you yesterday with the cats. So it's cute.
Oh, yeah.
She did a video?
With cat. What did you say? With cats?
With cows.
She turned me into Cat
Williams. I can't hear you.
I told her not to share it publicly.
So what do you want
me to... Lay your phone down and do news.
Okay, now I forgot what...
I said after
this. What did you want me to turn you into?
Not now.
Astronauts, fine.
After headlines.
Anything fun.
Make him look like Gus Grissom. I'm just kidding. Okay. Go ahead.
All right, so
make them like John Holmes page.
I'm excited. I'm always excited for headlines.
Here's the thing about eating those blue hot dogs is they're
full.
Oh,
she heard me.
They're full.
Corny heard me. She said, real funny. Oh, boy. Good morning, honey. Love you. See you soon. Make sure you're ready.
Courtney, berate your husband for standing me up for the movies.
Oh, yes.
Go see
He-Man.
She wouldn't have done that to her friends.
We were in Key West.
Oh, we were in Key West.
Oh, you didn't see the Alien film? I depend on you.
No, I saw. I went to see that by myself.
Oh, I'm not seeing that. Did you go?
I saw Disclosure Day by myself.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You don't have to have some.
It's first time.
Oh, did you like
movies by myself?
It's too late for a review now, but did you like it?
It's very anti-Christian.
Yeah, that's why I ain't seeing it.
That's why I'm not going.
Yeah.
I ain't going.
I took it that way.
He went to Islam Aradis. He didn't have to watch it.
What?
Jug is racing at Ramadan season next year, whatever it's called. Damn it.
Wow.
Yeah,
Riyadh. Would you?
Riyadh.
If some sheik called you and says, I'm going to
even do it. Clements.
Right, yeah.
We have a nice track. Oh, Saudi Arabia.
But you have to race on camels.
I'll do it.
That'd be fun.
I'll do it. Yeah, why not?
Kind of rocky, though.
They'll probably pay you a lot of money.
What if you came back to America and people are like, boo, you Jug, blood money.
Hey, got to do what you got to do. Damn pay
right.
the bills.
That's right.
You
got to eat.
It was playing doing feet videos on OnlyFans. He chose racing in the Emirates, wherever it's at.
So,
wait, is it the Emirates? Is that what it is?
I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's over there, but that's not really where they do it. Riyadh's in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Look at this.
I should know that from wrestling.
Yeah.
The Saudis like, they like,
that's how I know it.
They like sports, definitely.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I wish they liked NASCAR racing so we could get some of that
well,
money.
Well, after the.
Jennifer Clements and done too.
After Desert Storm, we really just went in and rebuilt their country for them, so they kind of.
Yeah, they don't have. No, in the event that they don't have a racetrack, would you race on sand and
dune buggies? Whatever. And
stuff? It'd be like the old Daytona on the beach course.
They're paying you good money. I'll do whatever.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Race anything, anytime, anywhere.
It's got, four wheels and a tire?
Four wheels and a tire.
One of those.
Just one tire and just four wheels.
Trucking.
Would you race a convict or a alleged child trafficker, and if he beats you in the race, he gets his freedom and you go to jail? Would you do that?
No. Good question. What in the world?
Well, race versus race.
He's going to jail. Or
would you race Trump on tricycles around the concourse?
Yes, I'd ride wax his big booty.
I don't think you'd like how that turn out for you there, Jug.
He ain't got no speed. He's 80 years old.
Wow.
Quite frankly, I'm the fastest on tricycles than anybody.
You're sounding like a domestic terrorist right now, buddy.
I know. Watch this guy.
Do not critique the man.
I love him. I have no problem with him. I'm just saying he's 80 and he's big. He ain't going to beat me on a tricycle.
Right.
No.
I'm speaking who and Joe Biden racing on tricycles.
Is that one person who got arrested for being a domestic terrorist out in Oregon or somewhere? And they paint the picture that they were arrested for social media posts being anti-Trump, but what they found was their YouTube video, which was kind of a manifesto. A manifesto.
Wasn't that Ruby Ridge in Oregon?
No. Well, no, this is just within the last couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like a plot, but he said it was fan fiction.
Oh, did you see the plot of the
still
guy?
You gotta take his crap seriously. You write stuff like that, like, only Hollywood's allowed to do that, damn it.
Yeah, you can't have a militia. You know, it says you can, but you can't. I mean, come on. You can't really.
I mean, our country was started with one, but they were not going to have any more.
No. Nope. There's only one allowed.
That's right. Fat Boy's a member of Militia Etheridge.
Yeah,
that's
he right. is.
We're all...
he's the leader.
Fat with blonde hair and play guitars.
Is that what color your hair was?
Actually, no. It was. I did try to diet, but it turned out Auburn. Sorry, I dieted too much, so I started losing it.
Great. That was great.
I love the mustache is black as hell.
I know, man. What was starting to...
The goatee is white.
I could,
the salt is starting to creep into the pepper.
Yeah, buddy. I could dye your mustache to match your beard.
Oh, I like how you kind of winked at me a lot when you did that.
Don't you like how she just... She'd turn everything into going to business for herself.
Hey.
I'm trying to help
you. She got
to
make a buck, too.
You feel like waxing me while you're at it?
I can turn you into a male model in no time, fat boy.
Ooh.
She's talking about facials all the time. I'd love to see
it. I'll pay for it.
Do your makeup. Give you a facial.
I would pay for that, 100%. And give you a good tip.
Trim up your eyebrows.
Coogee model.
Please. Sure. Please. That'd be awesome.
Whatever Burlington's got, I'll model it and walk around. Whoever's got XLT.
So here's a question for the room. Should there be a legal limit on how much personal wealth one person can accumulate? This is after Elon Musk is the first trillionaire.
Golly.
No, there should be, but not in this
trillionaire. So upset about not in this room. But
well, NASCAR go after
him. I don't even know how much, how many zeros is
he
that?
He has $1.3 trillion.
Oh, my God.
$1.6 million. A trillion's more.
Well,
at least six.
I know that.
Yeah. Thanks, billion, trillion.
Joe, go after Elon. Do you
have
SpaceX?
I have to Google that one. I don't know.
SpaceX could sponsor the 51.
Oh, easily.
Look at that. 30% of the population who responded to this online thing said, yes, there should be a limit.
33?
Yeah, 30, oh, there's that 30, number again.
30. And then 51% said no. Hey. And then the 20% who responded, they're not sure. They don't even
how many?
Know. 20%. They don't have a clue.
But how many were sure?
What do you guys think? I say no.
No.
I mean, that's stupid.
I mean, the fact that somebody can even get there.
Yeah.
Good for him. I mean, he figured out a way, but.
It's like not even real. He probably doesn't consider himself like it. Even if you're a billionaire, like what?
Dude, he literally, I mean, again, when you have that money, you start to really care less about what people think about you. Like, people think you're crazy or whatever. You're like, who gives a damn? Whatever. Yeah. But he literally thinks we live in a simulation. Like, he thinks we live in a simulation.
Like, he might be a little touched.
I mean, there's a lot of people
well, of course
out there.
He is. I mean, he's got to be. All brilliant minds are.
I mean, he's got kids, and we can't even pronounce their names.
How many kids does he have?
He's got at least 10, right?
Yeah. What?
10? At least 10.
He can't afford a condom.
Hey, Suri.
Like,
how many kids does Elon Musk have?
He should get a sniff.
Shh.
Elon Musk's 10 children are.
Oh, dude.
God.
You're right.
Wow.
Yep. Look at that.
That's a few. But he can afford them.
From different baby moms, too.
Like, not all 10 of them, though, right?
He's got at least 3 different ones.
Yeah, the last one was the one he named X. At first, and then changed it to something else.
Is he still married to her, or was he ever married? Or?
I don't know that they were married.
I don't see him staying in a relationship.
No, he looks odd. Like, if you had to procreate with
him. He does, doesn't he?
Like, for real.
He looks like a blob.
If reptilians are real, or shapeshifters, whole thing, like, he's one. I mean, he is.
He's got to be.
I don't know if I can...
He looks like all the ethnicities of the world were put together to make one person.
He does.
Well, maybe not all of them.
But to me, he seems like a whiny bitch, and I couldn't.
Oh, wow!
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys. Break it down.
Live from CallRob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on June the 17th. Happy birthday.
Or sucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a good sucker today, huh?
Got some competition today. Got a little three-way panel.
Paige has got some good one-liners in there.
Well, she only sucks it on Fridays, too. So.
Yeah, you can't suck it every day.
I don't know. I got to listen to this for a second to make sure.
Kung Fu Kenny. Boom, 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 boom.
Wow. You know that well.
Who's your favorite rapper, Jeremy Clements?
I don't have a clue, man.
It's hard to pick. You probably met some.
So many good ones.
Good answer.
He's a tough one to figure out because he's signed very young.
K-Dot.
Who is this? Did y'all say already?
Wow, you're so white.
Chug.
Kung Fu Kenny.
Do you know who this is? See,
Paige.
Did you watch last year? This year's.
This year's
Super Bowl.
No, Bad Bunny was this year.
Oh, it was last year.
I don't remember last
Kendrick
year.
Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
K-Dot. This is Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
Oh,
it sounded different.
Mustard.
I don't know what any of them sing or rap about or whatever.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have heard this.
Supposedly Drake hit back at him at his on his new album. Haven't heard it, so
they got some beef.
Yeah, like it goes back a little bit, but you know Drake is massive, so he's always going to win that one.
Yeah, he was going the route of like dropping, you know how Cat Williams' stand-up's like funny, but also like real stuff.
Yeah,
Kung Fu Kenny does the same thing.
Oh,
when he talked about Drake, he said. He'd probably be in her because she was a minor.
Oof.
Yeah. It sounds like he's talking about the A minor part of the music, but he's talking about A minor.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yep.
Truth bombs. Kung Fu Kenny.
Truth
36.
Bombs. 37. I forgot about the wedgie part.
Jug says. Jug
38.
Ooh, he's closer. 39 years old today for old K. Lamar.
Wow.
Let's go with I don't have tennis music.
Who's your favorite country singer, Jeremy Clements?
Oh,
I'm writing
man.
A bio right now.
Probably Morgan Wallen? Used to listen to it'd be like an Alan Jackson or Randy Travis or
old school
country. I don't like the new country. Yeah. It's
tough to follow.
Sturgill or Tyler you don't like?
Who's that?
Sturgill Simpson or Tyler Childers?
Jimmy Ty. Charlie Crockett.
Laney Wilson.
Trinity River.
I like Laney Wilson.
You know what? Let's play that for our next birthday. Let's put some
Charlie
more.
Charlie Pride?
Oh. Yes.
It is his month, by the way.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
You should celebrate. Wow.
It's the only Pride month I'll celebrate, bugger.
Charlie and Curtis, both of them. The Pride guys.
I do like his sausage.
I didn't say Proud Boys. I said Pride
you
guys.
You like his sausage.
Oh, we're for the Pride Boys.
God.
I would support that.
No.
We couldn't go in blackface, though, but I would in solidarity.
Is it really Charlie Crockett's birthday?
It is not. I'm playing it for... For Venus Williams, because I don't have tennis music.
Oh,
you
wow.
could have let the Kung Fu Kenny keep playing, remember?
Well, Serena was there.
Oh, that was Serena. Yeah.
Is this a big rhythm. Birthday?
It's not.
Her husband is like a gazillionaire.
Who's her husband?
I forget. What Fat Boy, who is her husband? Big old...
I can't remember who Serena is married to. Dirty Little River going to get me a clean.
Very rich.
Venus Williams.
She's probably like... I feel like she's got to be right at 40. So I'd say, yeah, I think this might be a surprise. I'd say she's 40.
I'm going to go 42 for Jackie Robinson.
Greatest athlete that ever lived.
Which you usually say it's a big one, so it might not be.
45.
Paige is closer. 46.
Dang.
Venus has been around for a little bit.
Wow.
Remember, she was winning at first before Serena started winning.
And they were playing as 16, 17-year-olds.
Wow. I was trying to listen. Turn my mic up.
Oh.
Is the SNL my theme song?
I was gonna say, don't turn your mic.
No, yeah, I know.
I don't watch it anymore. So really
Matt loves SNL. He watches every week, and my Courtney does too. She likes to watch it.
I you know, they're very hit or miss, but so is our show.
That's so true. I'll call or I'll give you two characters. See if you can guess who it is.
Okay.
He was the Falconer, Donald, and he was also MacGruber.
That's a giveaway, but I don't know which.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
People are yelling in their cars.
Chuck, what is it? I'm gonna ask Fat Boy for.
I don't know.
My helmet. When I need a hint.
I don't know. Oh, I'm drawing a blank. The way I do. I just. I get in here and I can't think. Put me on the spot.
Paige, tell him what I always ask.
The room makes me go.
Okay, maybe it's just
she don't know either. She's on air every day.
Give him a hint.
The initials.
Give me the initials, Fat Boy. Yes.
Oh, you do say give me the initials. Okay.
WF.
Will Forte.
Will Forte's birthday. He's in Nate Bargatze's new movie.
Have you seen that?
It's pretty funny.
Is it really?
Yes, yeah, it's good.
I'm hard-pressed
to think comedies that aren't R-rated are going to be good.
We went and saw him here in Greenville, and it was okay.
Like, if you like the clean stuff, you know, he's really good.
Yeah, he doesn't cuss at all.
Yeah, I don't like too much of the blue stuff, believe it or not. Yeah.
You don't?
Some of it's hard to get into. Especially if it's the women, because they talk about sex a lot. Like,
Paige on it today.
He doesn't like the blue stuff, but he ordered a 12-pack of them hot dogs you showed him.
I got to have something to match the waffles.
Oh, my God.
It never came up earlier.
I don't even know what this dude looks like.
Oh,
you know him if you saw him.
I know. That's what drives me crazy.
I'm going to say 54.
I'm going to go 51 for my race car, baby.
Will Forte is 56. Years old today.
Years old.
I'm striking out today, boys and girls.
I was borderline with this one, but we'll do it. He was in The Lost Boys. Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Speed? There was a Speed 2?
Yeah. Oh, they were on a boat.
Jason.
He was in Narc, which is a great movie.
It's a great video game, too.
He was not Jason Bateman, right?
No, but you got the first name
Jason
right.
Jason is his first name. Last initial.
P. He was in Sleeper.
Jason Patrick.
Jason Patrick. Dang. Look at that.
You on it too?
Jogging the old memory.
But I need
the
initials. It's. It could be a game show.
Uh-oh.
Watch out.
Wow. That's you are the deduction. Smallest person that's ever broke a chair in here, Joe.
You said it can't handle $1.45.
I was going to say, it's usually like 250 plus.
370 in this one. I know. My chair at home's got a 500-pound weight limit, and it is beautiful.
How do you know that?
I read the little thing.
I specifically typed in.
Oh, boy.
On the bottom of it. You got to look for that stuff, too.
I typed in 500-pound weight limit, and that sucker popped up. I was like, we're getting it.
Oh, did you? You didn't send me that.
It's like a lazy boy?
Somebody was blowing the horn at me really erratically yesterday.
Oh, let me send it to you.
385.
It was
Fat Boy.
Was it?
So I was going. If I could have safely mooned you while I was driving, I was going to.
So why didn't you send this so we could see it?
I'm gonna send it right now.
I flashed him as I was driving.
I'm not supposed to text and drive, Joe.
He's getting very secretive lately.
I was nip slipping and driving.
Nip slipping. Yeah. I don't know if that's got any dirty words in it. That video there.
Oh no.
Jason Patrick also hosted SNL once, so that's why we're still playing this.
55. No, the other guy's 56. 57.
I'm going to go 54.
I'm going to go 60.
He is 60 years old.
Dang,
Paige.
Good job, Paige.
Paige knows her hot dudes.
She ain't playing.
I wonder if he's related to Robert Patrick.
No, I don't know. Richard is.
Old man Patrick's boy.
Richard Patrick?
Yes, his brother from Filter and a Nine Inch Nails.
God, are you serious?
Yeah, they're brothers.
Oh, wow.
Real close, too.
Is he related to Patrick from SpongeBob?
Is that written on that paper you're reading? How do you know that?
No, I mean, like, I thought that, well, they look alike, but I thought that was kind of common knowledge.
Moore?
Didn't know that either.
He played Frank Sinatra on SNL. One of the many people, too.
Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo.
Oh, wow.
Is Joe Piscopo's
boy. Paige, you go first. I'm going to go after you.
You know, like.
No idea. That's 65.
That's a guy who, like, tell me. 65. Tell me, like, his your favorite Piscopo joke, Fat Boy, or his your favorite routine, or his bit, or whatever.
Sinatra's like, the only thing that stands out,
that's
really.
That's the only thing I can think of. It's the only reason I knew who it was. But he's beloved in that industry. 72?
68.
Surprised Paige didn't ask if it was a big one.
I said
60. 70.
I'm off.
75.
Oh,
so 75
years. Oh, yeah, that's a big one if you can make it that far.
Is Garrett Morris still alive?
He is.
Is he really? He's got to be like 80-something.
He was on Two Broke Girls for a little bit. Might have been the last show he was on.
Why are you shimmying?
Because you're going to dance to this fella. Down at the Copa.
Oh.
Copacabana.
Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow's birthday.
Barely Manilow.
Wow. He's like 82.
I don't know if he's sick or not. I thought something happened.
He always looked like he was like near a bonfire that they lit real close to him. Like, I mean, you know.
Uh-oh.
Wow. All right.
That's got to be filled with dirty words.
I have no clue what I'm basing this on. He's in his 80s, so I'm going to go 84. Mm. My favorite Olympics.
85.
Down at the Copa, 83.
Dang, that's close.
Barry Manilow, you almost got it right.
You're off.
I don't have any happy heavenly birthdays for you. No. Everybody's still with us.
That's good.
Yeah. I got to start doing, like, who died on this day, because I think yesterday it was Casey Kasem.
Oh, man.
It was either yesterday or the day before. I can't remember the year.
You know what? He's one of those stars that we were reaching for now.
Yeah.
Actually, his body's still frozen here. Well, your body doesn't go to heaven. You're cold. But like, didn't his family cryogenically freeze him?
Oh, wow.
I think they tried to, right? Or they fought for him.
And then I think that maybe they like ran out of money.
That's awful.
I can't imagine how expensive that is. Like, Disney's brain is still frozen. And, I mean, they have the money to pay for that. But
was it Ted Williams, too?
Ted Williams' head is frozen.
His head.
Yeah. Like Mr. Freeze?
Well, you know what's crazy is, you know, like that's been since the early 2000s or something. But so it costs like $200,000 a year to do this. But there are people that have been paying this. Like Disney's been dead since the 60s. And again, they have
this
the money.
Is real?
Because there's real science now that they're saying that may be able. I know it's crazy.
But they only keep your brain. What are they going to do with their
what are they?
They're going to put you.
They just put you in another body? Where do they get the body? Just dead person.
So they're saying that they can take, I don't know the terminology, whatever, from the living
DNA,
not DNA, but some kind of cells to clone a body that would make. But the big thing's missing in that is, I'm not trying to be theological or anything here, but like the soul,
your soul,
won't be there.
That's
like,
what
it
I was
won't be there.
Sitting there.
See if I remember this right. You know the last thing Walt Disney ever wrote. Was a note to Kurt Russell. You know, Kurt Russell was a huge Disney star, like early in his career.
Yeah.
And they asked him about it. And he's like, he did not know why he wrote that. He couldn't figure out why. But that's the last thing he ever wrote. Was a note to Kurt Russell.
What did it say?
It just said, like, his name. And then I forgot what the inscription was. And then his secretary asked Kurt if he knew what it meant. And he said he didn't. He didn't know why he wrote it. But they were real close.
That probably means he didn't want to say then.
Oh.
Could have been.
Also,
6 decades, I guess, been asked.
Ted Williams, Walt Disney, James Bedford, American psychology. No, that's Nathaniel Bedford.
That one.
psychology professor.
What about Hal Williams? Is he in there?
No. Hal Feeney, which is so strange you said that, one of the scientists allegedly behind Bitcoin at the beginning.
And Mr. Matthews, his teacher.
These are all people that
are. Their head are frozen now.
Where is this held at?
That's what I like to know.
Iowa, California, Colorado are the big three.
That's wild.
And the guy who invented, co-founded the Atari, he's frozen as well.
What?
Dude, Britney Spears has it in her will that she is to be cryogenically frozen at death.
But if you die, how are they going to bring you back? I mean, like it's different than being sperm.
You won't have a body. You'll be.
But the difference is,
if they put me back in your body, I'm gonna be mad.
Dude, if I'm in yours,
it would echo.
I'm gonna walk around naked everywhere.
He can't drive.
I would race naked. I love you.
Tom Brady cloned his dog and says like it's my dog.
But well, he took a blood sample from his dog and they cloned it that way.
Okay, but like the soul is. You know, I mean, like, I think animals really have souls.
Of course, they do.
So that's, I mean, I'm trying to get past that. Like, it looks like his dog, but it ain't his dog. It's like Pet Cemetery.
So your brain, someone else's soul comes in this body that belongs to someone else. That's a monster.
It's like you're being, Frankenstein. Like a demon has taken over you.
What did Undertaker say? Taking holes and digging souls?
Something. I think it's digging close, holes but...
digging holes
and taking souls. You're thinking of the souls. Godfather. All right. Jeremy Clemens. Jeremy Clements, speaking of hotels.
Racing Saturday, yes. 4 o'clock Eastern, I think. I don't know. That's close. CW, Alliance Driveway Solutions, Wesley Rose HVAC. Thank you for hooking me up with the AC units. Him and Nate got it on.
They got you what in your car or your house?
No, my house.
Really?
We had a leak, and then they ended up replacing it, so they did me well.
That's nice.
Yep.
Will you come out to Copacabana during driver interest?
I will. I've karaoke'd it before, and I'm terrible, but
if you were allowed walkout music, what would you choose?
Some kind of hard rock, just something.
Hell's Bells.
Yeah, there you go.
Something like that.
Oh yeah, or
Bells About.
So What by Metallica.
Yeah.
Get in the Ring by Jan.
Funky Cole Medina.
No, not that one.
All right, at @jclements51, everybody already knows that. Go follow him if you're not, and then I can't really wish you good luck other than I hope you make it to the race.
I'm going to do that.
Because if you start the race, you break the record.
That's right. Okay. We're going to do that.
Making history.
We want to win the trophy.
Yes.
But
we do.
Even if we get a DNF, you still get the RB.
I like the positivity. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it is positive.
That's right.
I was trying to look for it.
Say goodbye to that helmet before it goes to the Hall of Fame.
I know you guys have been trying to. You've been eyeing it the whole show.
That's a nice.
Matt wore it.
Yeah.
So light.
Yeah.
Doesn't even weigh a pound.
Okay, and I have some special shampoo for you to use now that you'll have lice.
Yes, thank you.
I'll give that to you. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Watch hands out. Blessed
Michael. You're full. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Bye, baby. Bye.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.